B'tachin for life, shir number 45, Erev Pesach Tovshin Pei. We are discussing a very important concept, and that is internalizing the favors that the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us. And truthfully, that is the point of the Seder, and the point of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Matzah is called Mechla de Meimenusa. It is a food that gives a person emuna. And again, emuna means trust, that you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He has your best intentions in mind. And that is the purpose of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to realize how much good HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. It's not a question of if you finish the Haggadah, how fast you did. The point is it's a relationship. It's an inner connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teaching yourself and your children the favors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us when Yetzias Mitzrayim, making it real so we can feel it. And then we get the emuna that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim brings. And that's what the matzah is. On one hand, the matzah represents the galus, represents an ani, represents Klai Yisrael when they worked as poor people in Mitzrayim. But on the other hand, the matzah represents the geula, how quick they got out. And the reason is because when we're dealing with emuna, it's the same thing. It's the same Ribbono Shel Olam that put us through the galus. The point was to bring the geula. It's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings the geula from all of our tzaras. That is the message of Pesach. And that is the special segula of these days. To internalize how much Hatava the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us, and therefore to trust Him, and not to get upset when He does things that we don't understand. So let's go back to the other question that somebody asked. When someone does bad to them, it bothers them, because even though they know that nobody can do bad to them, but it bothers them that there's a malicious intent, that the person tried to hurt them. And the answer is, when we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we understand that there's nothing bad that could happen. Even if it seems bad, it is the good, it is the best thing that could have happened to us. Because if it could have been better a different way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have done it differently. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it this way, then this is the best thing, literally. There is no other better thing that could have happened. So this other person that tried to hurt you, really, they did try, and that's true. But the problem is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the gzeira, obviously what happened was the best thing. So who cares what the other person was thinking? If a person is trying to hurt you, and he accidentally gives you $1 million, would that bother you? Yeah, emotionally it might bother you, but if you think about it for a minute and you realize that you walked away rich from this situation, even though the person tried to hurt you, then it won't bother you as much. And that is the reason why it shouldn't bother you no matter what somebody did to you. Because ultimately, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is perfect. And the way we feel that is by constantly reminding ourselves all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So let's recap what we are trying to achieve over here. We are trying to achieve a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this relationship will help us be zoiche to be part of the geula. What is that relationship? It's a relationship that's based on trust. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu does some things that make us disappointed, we trust Him and we believe that He's doing our very best. Literally. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest philanthropist and He only has our best intentions in mind. And this is the reason why our generation is going to be zeichet to Mashiach. Because we feel so far removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than any of the other generations. And secondly, we are so spoiled. We are so used to getting everything that we want. If we could find a room in our heart to say that even when we have disappointments, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, even though I feel a little bit far from you, but I trust you and I know that you have my best intentions in mind. If we can do that, that will be the biggest chus to earn geula. That is the closest a person can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when it seems dark, and even when we're used to getting everything we want, if we could trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Hashem, I trust you, that you have my best intentions in mind, I have emuna, That is the greatest schus for geula. Let's use this special time to internalize this important fundamental message. And remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Neman. He can be trusted. And he has our best intentions in mind, even though we feel removed from him. And even though he doesn't manifest himself like in the earlier generations. But that's the greatest schus for geula. And in the schus that we try to internalize this emuna, we will emir tzashem b'zoyche to the real geula shleima b'mehera v'yameinu l'shana hazeh b'Yerushalayim.